Well, okay, it's the 20s. Wait, it's the 26th. Turn off that air conditioner, Phil. Beginning of a week, beginning of an eventful, the early stages of the next 30 days, which will be eventful. And I got to tell you, it's going to be something, baby. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We're going to do a one-man show at Theater West. We got the Radio Hall of Fame induction on the 19th. I don't know, man. I don't know, dude. It's all happening fast and furious. Certainly is. I got out my suits. I got out my two blue suits. I can remember a time when owning a blue suit was about this lamest thing you could do. It really was. There was a time when, I'm not saying that it's all that hip now, but blue suits kind of, you know, you can pull it off. But there was a time blue suits represented just hillbilly, just represented like, you know, church people kind of thing. I don't mean to, you know, not trying to get anybody mad at me, but I mean, they're real kind of country church stuff, blue suits. And all of a sudden, blue suits became cool again, and I own two of them. I was going to be married once, many, many years ago. And the planning for the marriage, the wedding, got as far as what were the groomsmen going to wear. This is a long time ago, man, and a lot of... It's a whole story there. It was in Florida, and my buddy Rob, who is still with us and still as feisty as ever, he was going to be my best man. And when the word came down that blue suits were going to be the order of the day for all of the groomsmen and the best man, he goes, blue suits. I go, well, yeah, I mean, that's what she wants. He said, well, don't doubt she does. Her whole family's probably got closets full of blue suits. I was marrying a Southern girl. I was going to marry a girl from South Carolina. Hell of a girl. Hell of a woman. Her name was Gwen. I loved her. She was a smart, tough chick, man. I loved her. And, you know, I came to California. I got my job in Los Angeles, and she didn't want to move, and I don't blame her. That's really, you know, if you want to talk about what's fucked me up in my love life more than anything in this world is the fact that I was always goddamn traveling. I was always moving. I was always going from, you know, okay, well, I'm not going to be here. Where are you going? I'm going to go to this town. Then I'm going to go to another town. Anyway, so we have today, all this shit's done. Good. Okay. So now I can go back to where I was. Last year, we're going to do our encore show, August 2023. And I believe it was, which one is it? Let's find out. Find out here. We've almost used up the whole day. Bunkhouse, Margaret and Frank Gray's TV pilot that never made it. That's the name of this show. This is the one we're going to do. Is that right? Bunkhouse? It is the 29th, 2023. Let me look and see. Yes, it is 29th. Let me see. Jesus Christ.
The show, fucking, famous Phil Emery show for the El Pacifico.
The levels are really motherfucking low on a lot of this shit,
Tuesday,
man.
As I mentioned during the promo and a little bit during the pre-show, we're very happy and proud to be sitting in with Adam Carolla this week, and the actual air date we will let you know, but we'll be
so that was a year ago we were doing the Adam Carolla show. I know I did the Adam Carolla show later on because of the documentary that came out. Why the fuck were we on Adam Carolla a year ago? Just because we got invited on, which is cool.
I think still is the most downloaded show,
you know,
in all the world.
You're kidding.
Okay. No, I'm not. No, it is. And so the show we were on.
That's awesome.
All right, because so
we were on that. Did we download that? Yes, we did.
All right, welcome to the pre-show. This is about the third time I've started this thing, only because I came up with a really cool thing here for today's show. If I do today's show the way I want to do today's show.
Okay, that was me doing the pre-show from last year. All right, so it's really interesting, man. I want to go back. I met a guy at one of my, when we were doing the Hollywood Improv. How many of you guys remember when I was doing Phil Hendry and Friends at the Hollywood Improv? And, oh, God, that was back when I was trying to do stand-up. But at least I had some great people on the show. I mean, I had Margaret Cho came in. I had no idea she was going to show up. There she was. Thank you. Saina, I know that you had something to do with that. Well, everybody, it seems like we had, man. Had some really funny people, man. So anyway, like Greg Hahn was great. We had Peter Melman. I know these are comics. They're L.A. comics, but Frazier Smith, good friend Frazier, was there. Andy Kindler, funner than hell. Christ, Andy's the only guy that does political humor, and it's really fucking funny. I mean, you know, he just is unbridled, man, with the way he does it. I don't know. I got to think back now, but we used to have some great names. So any hoosies, why did I bring that up? I have no idea. Well, we used to get some good people.
All right, man.
Excuse me.
Excuse me.
I know that we used to re-air it. I mean, on our Saturdays, we would do a re-airing of the Hollywood Improv show. I just did anything. I'd come out as Steve Bozell. I would come out as Margaret Gray. You name it, I did it. It's stupid, silly shit. Just, you know. Hollywood Improv, bless their hearts, they let me do it. They gave me a one night a month in the lab, so I didn't have to sell a lot of tickets. You know, there was not a lot of seats in the lab, maybe 60, 70. But it was a great little room. It was just a fun little room, man. It was, the stage was small, but it's just a select number of, you know, few tables, but everything intimate, a lot of fun, very rowdy, you know, a great little bar right there. Green room upstairs, like within, you know, steps away, and I wish I'd been better. You know, I wish I'd been better at the comedy thing. I mean, the stand-up comedy thing, you know? God damn, that's the hardest goddamn thing in the world to do, I think. Stand-up comedy. I'm not kidding you. My hat is off to people who do it. Okay, baby. That was back around 2016, 2015, 2016, 2017, we did Phil Hendry and Friends. And I would go into Hollywood, and I'd spend the night at the little hotel down at the corner of Melrose and whatever that street was. A great little boutique hotel. It was phenomenal. I go down there, I park my car there, get my little room, and be ready to rock and roll. Walk down to the club. It wasn't more than a half a block, maybe a block. Go in and do it, you know. And it was great, you know. It was fun to do it. I wish I'd been better at it than I was. I mean, I'm not kidding. I do not believe that I was a very, nor do I believe today that I'm a very good stand-up comic. Stand-up comics do jokes, observational humor. I don't know. You know it better than I do. You guys probably, there are comics that I like to watch. Ricky Gervais, in my opinion, is one of the best, and I do consider him to be a stand-up. He does a lot of shit. He has charts. He has fucking, you know, a lectern. He's, you know, taking notes. He's walking around with a pointer. But essentially, he's doing jokes. This kid we put on my Facebook feed, Josh Johnson, who did the whole stand-up about Kamala Harris. some funny stuff there. But, I mean, to me, those cats are the best. All right, so let's quit this bullshit. Let's get to it.
Let's turn this thing off.
Bunkhouse, Margaret and Frank Gray's TV pilot that never made it to series may be in for a special award, but Margaret's thinking about boycotting any award ceremony. Aha! All right, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Well, it's Phil Hendry, new week, getting ready for... I don't want to do the new week thing.